It's Mark and Jess, and joined in studio by Marcus Sales, defensive back for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Big game tomorrow night. Before we get to the game, though, we heard that during, was it training camp this year, you had a baby, your first baby?
Yeah, I did have my first baby, little Miss Nova.
Nice. And how's that been going?
It's been going really good. You know, she's such a good baby. She's been, you know, just showing so much love. She's showing showing our faces and just smiling every single time I walk back in from practice. So it's amazing.
It's the best.
Yeah, it's so good.
It's just going to get more fun, too, once they start running around.
Yeah, yeah.
You'll be more tired, but
for whatever, sure. Right? But it'll be out of season, though, so it won't be too bad.
There you go.
So what is the vibe of the team going into the game, considering if you win, you clinch that West final?
Yeah, I mean, our spirits are high. I mean, we had a win last week, so I mean, we're rolling. We had a good week of practice, and we know what's ahead of us. Like I was saying before, I mean, this isn't our end goal. You know, our goal is the Grey Cup. This is the next step in our process, and we're just ready to go 1-0 again this week.
So a couple of things, actually. Speaking of last game, were you surprised, or were a lot of guys on the team surprised at the speed of AJ Ouellette when he caught up to stop that touchdown?
It was crazy to see in person, and even after the game when we all just celebrating and whatnot, I had to call him. I'm like, bro, you're DK Ouellette, like, because I'm pretty sure DK Metcalf in the NFL game did the same thing, so I call him DK Ouellette from now on.
That was wild. Yeah. And then also, just speaking of Grey Cup, I don't know if you guys, you know, talk about this, look ahead this much, but has there been any discussion of winning a Grey Cup in Winnipeg and what that would be like to win there?
Yeah, I mean, I talk to CJ a lot. I mean, you just look at how last year's been, and even just over like my own career, just, you know, I've lost in either to Winnipeg or in Winnipeg the last like 4 or 5 years. So for us to be able to win a Grey Cup in Winnipeg, potentially playing Winnipeg, who knows, you know, how their season may go, it's all just coming around full fruition. So I'm excited about what the opportunity is about to present.
Especially because they've been like the top dogs for so long. It'd be nice to take it there.
Yes,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. I wonder how it'd work if you did end up playing Winnipeg. Would they get their home locker room, or would you guys?
I think we would take the home locker room. That's what I hope. For sure.
That'd be sick. Okay, Marcus Sales in studio with us. We're going to do a little test for you. How well do you know your teammates? We got this all from Wikipedia. Let's hope it's true. Okay. So we're just going to give you one clue, and you have to guess who it is. So
all right, sounds good.
Here we go. This guy attended Lake Wales High School, where he played as a quarterback.
Lake Wales.
Yeah, which Lake Wales is Florida.
Florida. Hmm. As a quarterback?
Yeah, as a quarterback. He doesn't play quarterback
anymore.
He's from
Florida. Roland?
Roland Miller?
Yeah. Okay. Not too bad.
Okay. While playing linebacker and running back for Fort Campbell High School, this guy was selected as the 2005 Kentucky Mr. Football.
Kentucky Mr. Football.
Well, I'm thinking 2005. That's
a little older. Micah?
Yeah. Okay. As soon as it was like big, a little older, it's like, oh,
yeah, I'm like
Micah.
Kentucky, though.
Yeah. Okay. And then this one is our final one. This guy was an Ohio All-State in both football and basketball at Marion Pleasant High School.
Football and basketball.
Yeah.
What state?
Ohio.
Ohio. I would have said AJ. But I
think
guess
he's too short for basketball.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. But
too short.
Trevor
Harris.
Okay, not too bad.
Pretty well then. Yeah. Okay. Okay, Marcus, thanks for coming in, man. We appreciate it, and good luck tomorrow night.
Nah, thank you. I appreciate having me.
Game time 7:00 tomorrow, Mosaic Stadium. It's a lights out game. Get your tickets, Riderville.com.